This report on RagBri is brought to you by Bickle Cycling and Fitness. Bickle, serving cycling enthusiasts since 1965. By Southeast Iowa Garage Door Specialist, service and sales for all your garage door needs, residential and commercial. The Hobbycraft Shop, planes, trains, and automobiles for big kids and small kids. Nick's Cycling and Fitness. Nick from Nick's Cycling and Fitness has proudly been an official bicycle mechanic for RagBri for over 30 years. By Jim's Lock and Safe, products to protect your property. And by Cellular Connections, Verizon store located on Lawrence Drive in Burlington under new ownership and expanding their store to better serve their customers.
And it's 7:31. Good morning. On the phone, it's Steve Hexum.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Denison, Iowa, the birthplace of Donna Reed. Last night in Denison, the movie theater downtown was playing continuous showings of It's a Wonderful Life. They no longer have the Donna Reed Festival. They had that for many years, and celebrities would come in from all over the world, would come to Denison, a town of about 12,000 people. And you know what? They had the Johnny Holmes Band last night entertaining in the square, and they also had lots and lots, all of the churches and all of the places. They had all of the food. But, you know, actually, it was a nice night. We actually spent a lot of the night basically at our host's house, which is Rosemary Hansen. Rose had, we had about, I think, 25 people all told. There were people that were in muses and tents and things like that outside of her house. But I was inside, and Rose and we found out a lot about the city of Denison, and all. That's one of the things you learn when you stay with people as opposed to just being at a campsite. But we're also looking right now, David, I'm looking at radar. Yeah, yes, that's fortunate I can look at it. Look at radar. We've got some rain that's going to be moving in over the next hour or so. Probably going to have about an hour of rain on the ride here as I get going. But, you know, hey, a little rain, I pack a rain jacket, and you know what? Away I go. So, but anyway, you talk about weather. Yeah, the weather is everything. And I had T.J. Jessica was talking about that with me last week and also on our Sunday morning show. But, you know, yesterday was kind of I don't think I've ever been on an easier day to start the ride. It was only 44 miles, but it had a lot of things in it. We left Ottawa, and we went to a little village. We went through the village of Tour, and that was just a quick 7 minutes. A lot of people, or 7 hours, rather. Excuse me, 7 miles. And then but just past Turin was the Mile of Silence. And it was so eerie because imagine thousands and thousands and thousands of cyclists. All of a sudden, they had a warning about it. They said, Mile of Silence begins in 1 mile. Mile of Silence begins in 1/2 mile. And said, please silence all devices and please refrain from any talking. And that was 1 mile. Where they had all of is in honor of all of those who've been killed on Iowa's highways over the past year. And they had signs. They talked about how many in the country had been killed. And they had all of the people killed in Iowa. And I was looking and wanting, I was thinking I was going to see my friend Hatter, who's a longtime RagBri rider, longtime cyclist that was killed last September. And then I realized, well, I didn't see it, but he was killed on an Illinois road. So, but there was a lot of people that were with Bike Burlington, a lot of people from Burlington, all of them were thinking of the same thing I was thinking, and that is that, you know, hey, you never know when, if you have a bicycle and an automobile, David, you just can't, the car's going to win. And
right.
Sometimes you have to be you just have to be patient. But you know, it was a short day yesterday. The weather was, you know, I mean, it was pretty hard to find anything wrong with yesterday. There was a gravel loop. Did not do that. There was an extra what 18 miles. There were a lot of people that did it, but only the people that pretty much have one of the wider tired bikes and some of the fat tire bikes. But there was a lot. I was surprised how many people did do. that extra gravel loop that gave them extra miles and extra hills. I would not do that, not on a road bike. But other than that, we had the towns were all a soldier was a great town. We had I ran into Nick Moranek from Nick's Cycling and Fitness, one of our sponsors. Nick has been an official mechanic on Ragbri for over 30 years. And I didn't realize that, Nick, I didn't even realize it, but it's Harper Cycling out of Muscatine. It's also, I didn't realize it, that he works with them. He's been doing it with them for many, many years. So it was kind of an interesting thing. I did a video I'll be posting a little later on this week with him on a chat. But the town of Moorhead was just a lot of little villages. In fact, the pass-through towns were all teeny tiny towns, but they were all towns that had, basically the only thing you had in the town was lots and lots of vendors to get water or fruit or, and there was also two places where they had the craft beer festival, and I had to first to stop and at least see who was there, and ran into another great sponsor of ours, longtime friend Tyler Bickle from Bickle Cycling and Fitness, and he was there with his wife's brothers, Eric and Martin Wozniak. And they were having a great time. It was their first ride, but the three of them were all riding together. And again, Tyler has been—he's been on this ride. He's been on this ride, I think, since he was in a carrier with his mom and dad.
Long time, then.
Real long time. And we also had—I wrote one of the interesting stories yesterday is that I rode into Denison with Sharon Cashman from Waverly, and she's the head of the Iowa Pharmacy Association. And there were 13. I said, you, I've been seeing these Iowa Pharmacy Association, and you have a little trailer behind you. It says RX, Iowa Pharmacy Association. I said, you don't have prescription drugs in there, do you? And she said, well, we don't do any prescriptions, but we have each day they have in the trailer that they have rolling behind their bike, they have an assortment of basically any of the needs. Yesterday was specialized. I said, well, so what are people getting today? They're getting anti-chafing creams. They're getting basically some aspirin or I should say ibuprofen or something like that. Any of the things that they need for pain. If you need like a Band-Aid or something like that, or whatever, they've got all of that in their in that little trailer. And so whatever ails you, they've got something for it. But anyway, she's been doing the ride since 1987, and there are, as I said, 13 different official pharmacists. She's Pharmacist Association, and it's just something that they've been doing on Ragbri now for the last 6 years. So yeah, that's the thing. You meet an interesting person. You meet people from all over the world. I think you never know how many people are on this ride. Somebody said, how many people are out there? I said, you know what? I know there's at least 15,000 at any given time. That's 10,000 registered riders and usually about 5,000 day riders at any given time. Usually the first leaving the town of Ottawa, you tend to have a lot of people that want to ride at least part of the way. So that's why I've used the, so we said, what's the most dangerous day on Ragbri? I said, typically it's the first half of the first day and the last half of the last day, because there's a lot of people that just want to jump on a ride and they want to leave with the riders. And there's a lot of riders that want to end the ride with us here in Davenport. They want to ride into Davenport and get the cheers for that. But today is not going to be, the day is going to be a little hillier. It's going to be longer. It's going to be about 30 miles longer than yesterday. It will be a ride from Denison all the way to Jefferson. We were in Jefferson in 2008, and we go through Coon Rapids, that's our meeting town, little town of Templeton. That's the home of Templeton Rye. You ever heard of that, David?
I have heard of that, and it's quite a tasty beverage, Steve.
Yes, I'm not. They've typically, when we've gone through there in the past, they usually have tours of the distillery. I don't know if they'll be doing that again this year or not, but I'll check it out. And little towns like Aspinwall, Manning, Dedham, go to Scranton and then on into Jefferson. Jefferson, a town of 4,345. And again, I've got another host. I'm staying at the same house, actually, that I stayed in 2008, 10 years ago. And I wanted to again say, you know, hey, lining up housing for me has been, especially when the weather's bad. When the weather's good, tents are just fine. But when the weather's bad, the last thing you want to do is have the rain and the cold or the extreme heat. So anyway, I have very few complaints. 72 miles today on my way from Denison to Jefferson, and I'll be checking in later on today. Hey, a story to ride. By the way, also want to make sure you know that I've got, if you check out the KBUR Facebook page, you will see any of the post of what I did yesterday and a series of pictures. And if you go with this report and all of my wrap-up, that's going to be on about 5:10 this afternoon, that will also be posted to our KBUR. You put that on air, and what do you do next? Then you just click on the program, right, Dan?
Steve, sounds like we're losing you a little bit. Are you still there?
Oh, okay. I think I'm still there. Did you hear me? I mean, yeah.
You were cutting out just a little bit.
Well, I think there could be some interference here. We got a lot of people trying to call and make calls right now, so.
Well, you are in Western Iowa. Of course, that's God's country and not great for cell reception. So
not necessarily, but anyway. So you can edit that piece out. Did you catch the part where I talked about the reports on Facebook?
Yeah. Yep. And for those listening live right now, of course, you can check out Facebook and see daily. As it's happening, daily pictures and all that, Steve posting all sorts of stuff from along the route. Looks like it's been a pretty good time so far.
So far, so good. I'm mostly waiting the rain out right now.
All right. Well, we'll
then I'm going to get on the road. I'll let you get going, and I will be checking in another report at about 5:20. But check me out on Facebook, and also check out. Check out KBUR.com. But David, have a good day too, okay?
All right, Steve, you too. Thanks for checking in. We'll, of course, talk to Steve later on, check in with him later this afternoon. It is 7:43, News Radio, 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
At Lunning Funeral Chapel, we offer many types of cremation services, from traditional funeral services followed by cremation.